Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. We're waiting on David Rashi to pick up the phone.
Come on.
He's in About My Father and Succession and Cobra.
Sledgehammer.
Burn After Reading.
Right.
And if you ran into him like in the bathroom, he'd be like, I know you from somewhere.
You're that guy.
He would say like, don't say that to me here. It's creepy.
Exactly. Right. Turn away. Pay attention.
Sorry.
Hello?
This is John from AD.
What?
Here's David.
I'm David.
Yes, David.
David.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You're in Connecticut. I'm in New York, right across the border. I'm near Lakeville.
Oh,
hold on. Wave.
I'm going to wave. Hang on.
Hey.
Nice. Hey, there you are.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to do this phone call since like 1988.
Right. Where were you?
Sledgehammer.
Oh, you got the right year. How old were you? Like 3 or something?
Oh, I wish. I fell in love with your skills.
I was 26.
Seeing you on that show, Sledgehammer.
That's sad. You were 26 and you watched Sledgehammer?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You've made me suddenly very sad.
Well, see?
Very sad now.
Well, we are pathetic.
That's what I do. I make people sad. Ask anyone.
For a living, you paid for it. That's great. Well, good. I'm glad you liked it. It was a lot of fun. You know, a lot of there were 26-year-olds, but there were also a lot of 8-year-olds. Who have grown up and since and take me aside and tell me how much that they enjoyed watching that show with their dad. It was a big family event, and I'm hoping the families will get together and watch About My Father, because I did a bunch of publicity for it in Chicago, and I can't tell you how many people I talked to who had seen the movie who said that right after they saw the movie, they called their dad.
Oh, that's great.
To yell at them or?
it's very touching at the end.
Say, you actually weren't that bad after watching this movie. I realize you were pretty good.
Dad, I miss you.
Well, ain't that sweet.
Yes.
How did this come about? You get a phone call, you try out. How did that happen?
I got a phone call, and I think part of it was because I was in Succession. I think that I was sort of on people's minds, but the producer had known me from a bunch of other things, and they sent me the script, and I read it once and said, I'm in. Awesome. And that's the same thing. I mean, De Niro said, I'm in, and Kim Cattrall read the script and said yes. It was a really, really funny script, and the fact that Sebastian Maniscalco, who is a stand-up comedian, not a writer, it's terrific that he could write this script. And he's not an actor, and he was great in it as an actor.
We're speaking to David Rashi. He's in About My Father.
And do you know who's the funniest, in my opinion? Is De Niro. He is, you know, he's not known for, he's known for his serious roles, but he's hysterical. He's just a real clown, and the ending is very touching. You know, it's not like a Hollywood manipulative. You know, you don't feel manipulated. It's really earned. You know, it's about reconciliation, and you can take the entire family.
Nice.
It's not smutty. It's not off color.
So we don't see when Sebastian's shorts come off.
I didn't say that.
Okay. We said bring the family. Well, Mom will join the part.
When I saw Analyze This,
I loved that movie.
And I saw De Niro funny. I was like, wow, I didn't
funny
see
gangster,
that coming.
Huh? Yep.
So now I'm not surprised when he's funny on screen.
He can do both.
He can do anything.
With all of the things you mentioned, the writing and the Kim Cattrall and all this, just Robert De Niro, hearing he's in the movie, you say yes to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that like working with him?
It is best. Well, I've never worked with an actor as on that level. He's the best I've ever. I mean, I've worked with everybody, and he's number one, far and away, far and away. I don't know what it is. He's got this inner light that makes you drawn to him, and he's really smart, and he's a goofball.
The first time you're sharing a scene with him, did you feel some anxiety there? What was
intimidated
that like?
Or anything like that? Yeah,
I didn't. I didn't feel anxiety because I knew what I had to do. Right, I had this role and I had to do what I did. So I wasn't really thinking about him. Frankly, I was thinking about myself. No, I was thinking
as you
about
should,
him.
As you should,
no,
as you should, because you are you.
I had to. I had to do what I had to do. But the first scene was around the table, the first scene that I did with him. And what they do is they switch around. They'll shoot like over from behind him on to me. So this is the first time I ever really didn't have to like concentrate on what I was doing, but I could watch. And I couldn't believe it. He's so good.
Right.
He's so facile. And when it was over, they said, okay, that's it. Let's go home. I turned to Kim and we both just, our jaws dropped. We just said, I've never seen anything like that before.
Wow.
It's funny. We watch a scene. We don't realize that scene took a day or more.
Yeah, hours.
Different
sometimes.
Angles. Yeah. How many times you have to deliver that
overhead
line.
Overhead shots. Yep, everything. Yeah.
And the scene can last, you know, like 3 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Right.
You never quite know. I mean, as they say, you know, the movies really are made in the editing room. I mean, they could have edited that movie and it could have been a completely different movie. So that's why they have to cover everything, take all these different angles, because they never know exactly what story they're going to tell. Because if the beginning of the movie turns out like it's going this way, then they have to take certain segments of what was shot from that scene to make it fit in to what was gone before, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
Clear as glass.
Before we let you go, Succession spinoff, you in that?
Oh, I wish. You know, he said maybe he would do something political and maybe include some of the characters from this season. But, you know, he can do anything.
If you say you're in, you just said you did, you're in. They can't. You're in.
I would. They do it. Do it in a second.
Awesome.
Do it in a second.
Awesome.
Yeah.
David, so great to talk to you. Congratulations
you
on
too.
All your success and looking forward
Not
to watching this movie. Thank you, brother.
Great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, go see it.
About My Father, now streaming on demand. You know, you can have cannabis delivered to your house.
I'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could do it.
Nice.
Benjamin Zacks, Chief Operating Officer, Fine Fettle Dispensary on the phone. When did this start?
Good morning, everyone. We started delivering out 2 weeks ago out of our Manchester location, and it's gone off without a hitch and easily. And now there's some very happy folks who are getting marijuana delivered right to their door.
This
to your door.
Was this part of the? Does the state know you're doing this?
That's a really good question.
Should we keep this to ourselves?
Yeah, on the down low here. Let's talk in code.
That is, I'd like the state to tell more people about it. To be honest, because yes, totally legal and allowed. As you guys, you know, have discussed with me before, you might remember that there are a number of equity operators, social equity licenses, and this equity operator of the delivery license is, you know, the first one to get started and going, and we're honored and proud to have partnered with them to, you know, make cannabis more accessible, take out some of the worries of folks who want to go to the store, people who can't get to the store, and you know, again, continue this plan and progress of destigmatization of the entire industry.
We call do that.
Instead of yes.
That's a long answer.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, right? Like state knows.
That's a yes.
Everybody knows.
Right.
Okay.
I just want more people to know.
Right.
You asked the pothead for a short answer.
Right.
No, but he gave a very good answer.
Right.
I was looking for a yep.
You're not
looking for the simple answer.
Yeah.
Do you have to, you got to show your driver's license? Like, what's the process? Do you have to sign up somewhere first?
Yeah, so we have a partnership, as I said, with Green Coach Delivery. That's the first company we're doing this with. And right now it's just out of Manchester and some of the surrounding towns. But you go on our website, you place free, you fill out your information. And instead of choosing pickup, you just pick delivery from finefettle.com and the Manchester site. You can also register with greencoachdelivery.com. Some folks might remember the famous high school football coach, Jack Cochran. He won state championships at four different high schools in Connecticut. He's actually the operator and proprietor there.
Oh,
so you can also do it for his website to see as the company expands out, as more dispensaries do it, as there's more locations for sort of more regular updates. But just go on our website and place the order and choose delivery.
I'm guessing, though, you have to put, like, your driver's license or something in there. You have to show something when the delivery arrives.
Correct. Of age, yeah.
Correct. So when you place the order, you also upload a photo of your ID to show that you are you. they confirm it when you get there, because we have to confirm that A, the order is going to the right person, and B, that the person is 21 or older with a legal valid ID. And it's really as simple as that. So if you're carrying your wallet, you should be good to go.
Is it a very discreet looking vehicle, or say pot delivery on the side?
With a big giant leaf on the roof?
A big roach on the roof. Hey, man, the car's parked sideways in your driveway.
It's a van that looks like a joint,
right? Like Cheech and Chong?
It's funny. When he actually started, Jack bought this like old green VW bus, and I sort of looked. I was like, is the state going to allow this? He goes, no, that's just my marketing material.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wow, you bought a bus for your marketing material, but the car, you'd have no idea. I mean, it could be a Honda Accord, it could be a Bentley, it could be anywhere in between, and
very you get robbed. Easy.
Exactly. Just wait for that vehicle, boom. Guaranteed hit right there.
Wow. Yep, and you know, everything is in a box, and there are cameras all over the car and a specific GPS router, so the state and the company know where they are, but you'd have no idea if it was any other car on the road.
Okay. All right, well, this is exciting. It's another step forward in the recreational weed situation in Connecticut. Now you can order it and have it delivered. Fine Fettle at the Manchester location, and I'm guessing this the plan is to expand out throughout the state.
Exactly. We'll get it going in our next few sites. We had to install some drop boxes. There was just some physical stuff that made this easier. And so it will come to our next sites. Probably.
What do you mean drop boxes?
We had to like install some physical infrastructure into our stores so that if somebody doesn't take an order, the delivery company has a way to
bring it back.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha.
So I'll get to it next Tuesday. Gotcha. Here's half of it, yeah.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Then, it's like, oh, the order didn't come, and then the driver is out some, you know, hanging out in the in a parking lot. So,
can they bring Doritos too?
Yeah. Good. See, you're a thinker. Good.
You know, that should be part of their a little water bottle and some Cheetos or Doritos.
Doritos, man. Everyone would include some Doritos. Would be awesome. Want some Cool Ranch in my weed?
I love
personal
it.
Personal preference matters.
I love it. All right, and then all of the delivery fees and times are listed on your website there.
It's actually really even simpler. If you spend less than $150, you get charged $10. And if you spend more than $150 on your purchase, there's no fee for the consumer.
Awesome.
It's just the revenue share with us in that. So we wanted to make it accessible, cheap, and easy. And, you know, we hope it really takes off. It's been huge in California and other states. Not so much in Massachusetts, but we expect Connecticut to be big.
It'll pick up here.
Yep.
We're all lazy.
Very lazy.
I don't even want to tell you the stuff that I order off of Amazon.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
I could literally just stop on my way home and get it the next day. But I'm like, eh.
Comes to the house.
I just don't want to stop.
Exactly.
I'm lazy.
The McDonald's hash browns to your guys' studio, that's the key one in the morning. So.
Yes.
Okay.
If you could line up Grubhub and you guys at the same time, that's the greatest parade in front of your house of all times. You know, just burritos and you coming out, that's great.
That'd be excellent.
Or whoever gets there faster wins.
Yeah. Yes. No, what you do is you work out some kind of a information sharing program. In other words, hey, we're going to deliver over here.
So
you may want to drive your food truck by in about a half an hour.
Right, just a couple. Yeah. Passes back and forth. Make sure the fan's blowing outwards.
All right. Benjamin Zacks, Chief Operating Officer, Fine Fettle Dispensary. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Have you seen this submarine story?
Yes, sir, I have.
What do you think about that?
Well, the human side of me says it's unfortunate, but it's kind of like, you know, if you go down there and one of those things, you know, you just kind of take your chances.
Yeah.
It would be one thing if it was like Navy SEALs performing a mission.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were doing that on behalf of our safety.
Yes.
But these people are like, hey, I have a lot of money.
I'm bored.
Right.
Every place on the planet is boring to me now.
Right.
I feel like I either have to blow out into space or go underwater.
Right.
And I'm going to spend a tremendous amount of money doing this.
Ha,
it's
ha,
like,
ha.
It's hard to feel bad, but it is, you know, five human lives stuck in a tube.
Yes. I hope it ends
now,
well.
Now, all of these real people, heroes, have to go and try to
risk
their lives
to save your poor ass.
That's what's. This is a study in humanity.
Yeah.
There's all of these people, all of this energy now going out to save five people that were like, hey, we're going to do this and we know it's very dangerous.
Well, we're going to do it anyway.
Now, if someone was climbing Everest and we lost contact with them, we send helicopters and climbers and military. No, we're like,
they leave bodies up there.
They can't get up there.
There are tons of dead people on Everest.
Can't we just send a big dog with booze on it? You know what I mean? That's about it.
There are bodies that have been there for decades, and they can't do anything about it.
Yep. This is the new Everest.
It is.
You do your search, right, and then it's got to be like, okay, well. It's sad.
We'll write a book about you.
People use the dead bodies as markers when they're climbing Everest. They're like, there's the guy with the green boots. All right, I'm in the right way.
Make a right.
I'm going up the right path.
Right. The guy clutching his heart. Okay, make a left over there.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I think really what they were doing is they were looking for shrimp for the stuffed shrimp pizza that you don't like.
You know,
on a mountain?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said, you didn't even try it.
No,
but here's my thing. If you put a bunch of pizzas on a table, one's cheese and one's sausage and one's a stuffed shrimp. I'm like, I'm trying the cheese first.
Oh, my God.
If I never had any of the pizza from this place, I'm trying the cheese first.
Yeah.
Then I'm trying the sausage. I'm going to determine immediately if they made their own sausage.
Right.
And if they do, I give them extra points for that effort.
Okay.
And then...
But you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You got to get out of your zone, out of your lane. You got to try something different.
I know you're right about that.
Last week, the pizza truck here, the green pizza truck, they made this amazing shrimp pie that had some hot peppers in it. Oh my God. I took one bite. I was going to vacuum the whole thing down. I had to walk away. I'm like, this is too damn good. It was amazing.
I never thought of having shrimp on a pizza. Oh. Roseland makes a shrimp pie.
It's amazing.
Have you had Roseland in Derby?
I have had Roseland at Derby.
I would strip you of your title. I would say, take that shirt off right now. Yeah. Never had it before. And when I had it, I was like, I can see how people love this.
Oh, yeah.
However, give me their sausage every day.
If you like shrimp parmesan, then you'll love shrimp pizza.
Hmm.
Same principles, cheese and, shrimp and sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuffed shrimp.
Some garlic? Oh, yeah.
Weird. Stuffed shrimp. I have to have that now. Weird. Why do you have to have it? Why do you hear that and say to yourself,
My stomach said it wants it.
It's life-changing.
You didn't hear it?
Life-changing.
Oh, take it easy.
You see, rays of sun. Oh.
It can be day-changing. It's not life-changing.
I'm willing to have my life changed.
Yeah, you changed my mood.
I'm willing to have my life changed.
Ruth gets in front of the pizza Gavon and starts talking about vegan pizza. I'm like, oh my God. This is like talking to them about Domino's.
Or even worse than vegan is gluten-free.
Oh.
Yeah, I like
gluten-free.
I like my gluten.
Yeah. Now, what level is this? So vegan is the cheese is made a certain way, right? Vegan is...
Yeah, it's something with no animal fat, I believe. I'm not an expert on it, but...
What do you say, almond milk?
No dairy.
Ah.
So no dairy.
So how do you make milk with no dairy?
Okay.
Make it out of... cashews, you can make it out of...
How do you milk a cashew?
Ruth, that's no good.
There's a lot of vegan cheeses on the market.
How do you milk a nut? No one touched that one.
Whoa.
Now don't.
I like coming in.
How do you milk a nut?
Dude.
Yeah, I... Do you try different types of pizza? So there's New Haven style, and then there's other styles.
Yeah, there's about 20 or 30 different styles. The style that I actually am getting to really love, believe it or not, is Detroit.
Detroit?
Detroit.
Oh, what does that look like?
I don't know.
There's a place in Wallingford called Christo's. They make one of the only Detroits in Connecticut, but it's actually got a really good crunch to it. It's kind of a thicker Sicilian pizza with this really crispy, well done.
You got to eat fast before drive-by happens.
Is it round or square?
No, it's actually got a really neat story, and you guys will like it because I think you're car guys.
Okay.
It actually came from Detroit, the Motor City, and the way it was developed was they took the pans of parts that they used at the automotive places.
Okay, yeah.
And they made pizzas in them. So they're called Lloyd's pans that you make.
So it's kind of a deep dish pie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's also Sicilian.
Sauce on top.
Yeah, right.
That's
nice.
Why I don't like that. Yeah,
sauce is the last thing that you put on that pizza.
Wow.
Really?
I want to try that Detroit style.
Yep. Detroit, baby.
Now, do you hold sideways? Or
Phil, have you had that?
No. Detroit-style pizza?
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried
that. Down, yeah.
So it's good, but it's not, to me, it's not what I want all the time.
There's a person in the office here who is from Detroit and has tried the various options in Connecticut and maintained. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maintains that there is no true Detroit style in Connecticut that she's tried anyway.
She might be interested in knowing about this place.
Yeah. Well, the hardest part of Detroit is they use this cheese called brick, which you can't really get around here in Connecticut.
Right.
So that makes it a little bit difficult. Even the best place is not, it's not easy to source the cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part about making it at home is getting the ingredients.
Yes,
so
sir.
Would you like go, what do you recommend? Like go to your favorite pizza place, ask them for the dough, ask them for the sauce. Or you're saying make it all your own?
Well, you can do either one. But if you want to make it all on your own, I actually have on YouTube for free 5 DIY New Haven-style videos.
Ooh.
If you go to Pizza Gavones, which is my YouTube channel, you basically have all the information you want there. And the cool part about it is that everything in the videos you can buy at your local grocery store. So it's King Arthur bread flour, sea salt, water, instant dry yeast. That's basically the recipe for the dough, and I explain all that.
Now, New Haven, do they use instant dry yeast, or they use something different?
They use something different. They use cake or baker's yeast.
Nice.
But the reason why I don't recommend that is because you have to buy a whole block of it, and you only use a little piece, and you throw the rest, so it's wasteful.
Gotcha.
I gotcha.
Right.
And I've made it with baker's yeast and instant dry yeast, and it's almost...
You can't tell, or can't you really can tell, but maybe your guests won't.
Correct.
How do you keep the pie round? Because I went to make a pizza in my oven.
How do you make a circle a circle?
No. Here's what happened. I went to make the pizza on the grill, right? I made it round. It looked like a normal pizza. I put the cheese and the sauce and everything on it.
Became Connecticut?
And it just shrunk, and it became the United States.
Jeez.
The Florida piece was nice and well done. So why that happened?
Well, it's actually funny because I have a video on how to make pizza on the grill specifically outside of the other videos. But the reason why the dough shrinks up is because actually dough is kind of a living organism.
Oh.
And when it gets old, it shrinks. And that's probably what happened with you.
Okay.
And plus, you might not know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. I literally watched it go in front of my eyes like, what's happening?
But it did it on the grill.
On the grill.
So, Phil's saying old or cold.
Yeah, no.
Yours was not cold.
Yeah. I mean, I bought this dough from the store.
Was it cold when you put it on the grill? Because it's got to be room temperature when
you
got to
let it
grill,
rest.
Right?
100% room temperature.
Yeah, but it might have still been a little cold.
There you go.
There it is.
There's
your answer.
But the United States is very tasty.
Maine, especially, was a great bite.
With anchovies was awesome.
AJ, use this trick, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but for.
Okay.
But why, is this like a secret or?
No, it's not a secret. It's sacrilege.
Oh, no.
So I get killed. Thank you.
In New Haven style, you do not use a rolling pin.
Right.
Rolling pin, no pineapples.
Okay, I didn't do that, yes.
But when you're doing pizza on a grill, I actually use a rolling pin because you want to get it super thin.
Oh.
Thus, and that might be another reason why maybe you didn't stretch it enough.
Right.
And it snapped back, believe it or not, when you have something that's room temperature or cold and it hits the grill, which is really hot, it's going to shrink up.
Oh, yeah, this one did. Like walking to a cold pool.
Jim in Litchfield, you have a question for Frank?
Yeah, hey, I grew up in Wallingford, and there was a place in Meriden called Bertolini's, which made a very unique pizza. Kind of sounds a little bit like your Detroit, where the sauce was the last thing that was put on it. But I'm just wondering if you've ever heard of Bertolini's. The place burned down like 20 years ago.
Bertolini's.
And I'm just wondering if there's any other place, you know. I live in Litchfield now, so if there was a place in Litchfield, it'd be cool. I'd like to try that pizza again. Hmm.
So I've never heard of Bertolini's, but there's obviously been a lot of places that have come and gone. But I'll tell you that if you live in Litchfield County, the place you got to check out is a place called Sasso's Coal Fire Pizza.
Hmm.
They're in downtown Torrington, right next to the Warner Theater. Fantastic place, fantastic owners, coal-fired oven, New Haven style. You got to hit that joint.
Yep, I've been there before. They're one of my favorites in the area.
Cool.
So. Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Good recommendation. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye.
Have you been to Beverly in Bridgeport?
I have not, sir.
Okay. Any particular reason?
Just never made it on my radar.
Okay. It's a really thin crust, oily pizza. I don't know. What is it? Is it Italian? Is it? I don't know.
It sounds delicious.
Is it like a bar style, like a colony style pizza? Or
it's kind of like a colony.
Okay.
But they were around before colony.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They've been around for a while. But it's funny how some families break off and then, you know, you kind of discover them through going to a pizza place. Now, Derby Pizza used to have this same exact pizza. Then they closed for decades. And then, like, this guy is searching for that pizza from his childhood.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, someone told me, hey, I heard you like Derby Pizza. There's a place in Bridgeport called Beverly. And it was just, it was two brothers who
split.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Found him.
The cool part about what you just said is there's actually a cheese called Schkamuts or Schkamotes that's specifically in the Stratford and Bridgeport area, and I've never seen it anywhere else, and it just seems to be like a couple of towns and cities only carry pizza with the Schkamotes mozzarella, which is like a smoked mozzarella.
Hey, Schkamotes, get over here.
It doesn't sound good.
Hey, get over here, you Schkamotes.
That's Schkamotes right here.
Hey, Schkamotes, get over here. Look at these two Schkamotes over here.
I'm surprised you haven't tried Beverly.
I will.
Yeah.
Here's the deal I'm going to make with you.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I know what's coming.
This is how you have to have it, though. You have to have it there because it's best when it's hot.
Yeah.
This is not great pizza when it's like cold.
Doesn't travel.
And it's not something you want to have the next day. You have to eat it right there. Jeez. We'll go together.
You're trying to negotiate the granular details.
I can do that.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, with this pizza,
there are
some pizzas that are great. They travel well.
Beverly for stuffed shrimp.
Oh. What are we doing here?
No, I try Beverly, you try stuffed shrimp.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes.
Right. You're trading
I will
off
do
here.
That.
You're trading
yeah.
off here.
Yeah.
Eat pizza.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do I get to eat pizza twice?
How hard is that?
Both won.
I'll be in Bridgeport tonight. I'm eating that.
Have you tried Zoys and Seymour? That's Greek pizza. So, like, you might, some people are like, you know, it's too thick for me. I love it.
Yeah, thick
pizza. I think it's great.
That's where I learned about the temperature with the dough. Old or cold, he was the one that taught me, was Jim. He was like, we know how many pizzas we're going to make for the next day. The dough gets made the day before, and it rests in the morning. So if we know by noon X amount of people are coming in, those pizzas, the dough's already been sitting out since, like, 7 or 8 a.m.
Wow.
To proof.
Yeah, that's a well-oiled machine over there. His dad ran it from the beginning of time, and that's been open for a while. You should try that, too.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to make a list for you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Apollo, those are good.
Take the big car. Yeah.
What the heck is Greek pizza?
What the heck is Greek pizza?
Good stuff.
Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest happening July 16th at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. We're linked up to tickets. The VIP is 50. The regular admission is 15.
Yes, sir.
Can't beat it.
Go VIP. Nope.
So 15, you get samples too?
No.
No. Okay, so you could pick and choose and you just pay as you go.
Right. 15's to get in, to go to the seminars, to listen to the music. It's per slice. I think it's $3 for a mozzarella or a cheese. The only way you get free samples is the VIP.
That's the way to go.
Oh, that pays for itself in the first hour.
Yeah.
Don't pay us too much.
That's the way to go. All right. We're linked up on the radio station website. The Pizza Gabon.
Yay.
Frank, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
A concert announcement with a twist that involves Derek Jeter. That caught my attention. I thought, well, let me get the owner and president of the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on the phone, and he can explain this to us on the show. Howard Safan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What is this?
Lots of people have asked me what's going on, and I just say that this is a combination of two Hall of Famers, one in baseball and one in rock and roll. It's great.
So Earth, Wind, and Fire with special guest host Derek Jeter.
So what happened was about 18 months ago, we reached out to the Turn 2 Foundation, which is an amazing foundation that Derek formed in the 90s. And we said, how about we do something from a charitable perspective at the amphitheater? and they were extremely interested because Derek has never done any public fundraising for the Turn 2 Foundation in Connecticut. So unfortunately, last year it was too short notice, and we worked on this for a considerable amount of time. And originally we envisioned that Derek would be with the Core Four, and there'd be a Q&A, and everybody would be invited. And they came up with the idea, hey, how about we combine it with a concert? So then we got Mr. Koplik involved, of course, and said, Jimmy, who do you think would be the perfect complement for Derek? And he gave the foundation four suggestions. And Derek came back and said, we think our number one selection would be Earth, Wind, and Fire. The problem was that Earth, Wind, and Fire is touring over the summer with Lionel Richie. So the Turn 2 Foundation wrote a letter to Earth, Wind, and Fire and asking them if they would like to be part of this function, and they said yes. So August 14th, incredible night. We have the two Hall of Famers together.
Holy cow. That's tickets cool. Go on sale Friday.
Yep.
Nice.
Regular... like Live Nation, Ticketmaster.
Everything's the same. Cool. Everything's the same. It's a concert, and the add-on is getting a Q&A before Earth, Wind, and Fire goes on. There'll be a Q&A because Derek Jeter is the host of the evening. And we also have a pre-event fundraiser for Derek, which is just unbelievable because he doesn't do these things. So so for a handful of people, there will be a pre-event, and the pre-event includes meeting him, obviously, taking a photo with him, getting an autograph.
Dang.
Bobblehead.
Ooh, an autograph. Ticket, cool.
Two Yankee tickets, a commemorative bag, and a memory of a lifetime.
Wow.
So whoa. It's, yeah,
how much are really those neat. Tickets?
Those are $9.95.
Wow.
That's cool.
How many? I'm guessing that's a limited number of tickets.
Yeah, it's only for a couple hundred. And we'll have in pre-event, we'll have a tent with him, and those will go very, very quickly. And we're let me put it to you this way. For Jimmy Koplik to be like, oh, my God, that says something. So for those who are Yankee fans and for those who are Red Sox fans, they can go up to Derek and say, Nomar was better. So, you know.
We want to play, yeah. What do we want to do? Yeah.
That is exactly. True.
What do we want to do? Yeah, you pay for the ticket.
Wow, $9.95, all of that. And then you know it's going to charity as well.
Right.
So I'm sure you could write it off.
It's a win-win.
And a portion of the proceeds from the concert is going to the Turn 2 Foundation. So this really is for an incredible cause. And the whole point of this is that people understand just how amazing this venue is, that if Derek Jeter will come to Bridgeport, you know, let's go. Let's get as many people here. We have almost 45 concerts, I think over 45 concerts this year, and we've already had three sellouts. And last night we had Trombone Shorty, and it was just an incredible, incredible concert, if you like New Orleans jazz. Cool. So it was a lot of fun, and I think Saturday night, Steve Miller. Monday night's James Taylor. So it's and for those who haven't been out here, we've added a lot of amenities. We've added, like, our food here is just off the charts. If you can't find food here that's local, then there's something wrong with you. It's we added sushi from Nordic Fish. We have fresh pizza by the slice from Una Dolce Vita. We have Greek food from Frescos. And I don't know if you guys have been here yet to try Walter's hot dogs. So Walter's has been in business. It's a fourth-generation business. They're out of Mamaroneck, and they've been in business, I think, 110 years. And the hot dogs are just absolutely incredible.
Where are they?
Yeah, I must
in
have
the amphitheater.
Them. I must have them.
Right next to Donut Crazy.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right,
I'll just follow my nose.
Yeah. Nice and easy.
Yeah. Yeah, just look for the long lines. You'll see.
It's, found it!
Yeah. 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 So it's, I mean, this is just the season from heaven. It's, you know, and the icing on the cake is having Derek Jeter, right?
Cool.
So, you know, the Koplik's, both Jimmy and Jeremy, have just done an unbelievable job booking this facility.
This, just to recap, Earth, Wind, and Fire with a question and answer special guest host, Derek Jeter at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Monday, August 14th, 7:30. Tickets on sale, livenation.com this Friday. The special meet and greet tickets, Yankee tickets, that whole package, is that also available on livenation.com?
Yeah, it's obviously you have to buy a ticket to the concert, and then up there will come the meet and greet, and you just click on, and you know, we'll let you know what time to come and all that, and it should just be an incredible day.
Cool. So Derek's going to stay for the concert. Where is he going to stay? Is he staying in your box?
Where do you think? Yeah, he's not going to be with Kristen.
Right. He's on stage singing September.
I think admittedly he probably sings like me, so which is not very pretty. It's only shower conversation.
Well, Howard, thanks for coming on, breaking that on the show.
Yes,
and Jimmy will be on tomorrow, 8:20. We'll talk a little bit more about it with him, but we're linked up on the radio station website, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Monday, August 14th, Earth, Wind, and Fire, with special host Derek Jeter.
Nice.
Crazy.
It's a nutty night.
That's cool.
Yeah. And you can meet him.
We look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when I'm there next. Darius Rucker.
August 4th.
August 4th.
Right.
There's a couple more.
Yeah.
There's a whole list. Yeah. Weezer.
Gotta go look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. Very excited
My
about
pleasure.
All this.
We look forward to seeing you guys.
Same. Oh, then you got the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Let's go. So I had some nice conversations yesterday, and, you know, Pepe's Pizza is going to be joining us for the Pizza Fest.
That's good.
And we're trying to reel in our friends at Sally's and Zapardi's. So we really want to make this special, make this an annual event. It is the coolest event in the world. They had this event in SoFi Stadium in L.A. and sold it out. And we figured, why not bring this to the East Coast? So the Pizza and Craft Beer Fest is just going to be amazing. Can't wait.
Yeah, I think this will be something that's around for a long time. Yep. I like that the organizers said we're only going to sell so many tickets because we don't want it to be, you know, but long lines and no one gets anything that they were promised.
Exactly.
This is going to be well run. So we're looking forward to it. Howard, thanks for coming on.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Howard Safan, president, CEO of Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.